Welcome to the Fear and Greed Business News Afternoon Report for Thursday, the 11th of April, 2024. I'm Sean Aylmer. Every afternoon, we've got the five stories that have happened today that you need to know about. Story number one, the S&P ASX 200 closed down almost 0.5% today to 7,813 points, though the benchmark was down 1% plus in early trading. That followed higher than expected inflation data out of the US. Now, interest rate sensitive sectors, including technology, healthcare, consumer discretionary stocks, and financials, were sold off, while the energy sector rose after the price of Brent crude pushed back above $90 a barrel. Gold stocks also did well. The Commonwealth Bank and ANZ both fell more than 1%, leading the banks lower. CSL was off 1.1%, leading the healthcare stocks down. REA, James Hardie Industries and Wesfarmers were among the weakest of the large caps. The big miners all ended higher, as did Woolies, Woodside and Santos. Story number two, higher than expected inflation figures in the United States have dampened expectations of rate cuts in the world's biggest economy this year. Overall inflation accelerated to 3.5% in the 12 months to March, while core inflation, which excludes volatile food and energy categories, was a higher than expected 3.8%. Some of the core readings for services, things like rent and insurance, remain pretty high, and the figures released overnight show how difficult it is to reduce price rises back into preferred target bands. The figures also triggered big moves in bond yields, with traders now pricing in two cuts by the Federal Reserve this year. Now, at the beginning of the year, traders were pricing in six rate cuts, so it's quite a comeback. The US economy tends to lead the Australian economy by around 6 months. Thus far, inflation locally has been trending in the right direction, lower, but the US data will give cause for thought to the Reserve Bank. The announcement in the US pushed the US dollar higher, sending other currencies, including the Aussie dollar, much lower. It fell down to below 65 US cents very, very briefly before recovering slightly. Story number three, supermarket giant Aldi appeared before a Senate committee today and said it wants to open more stores, but finding the right locations alongside state and local planning rules are making things difficult. Aldi currently has 600 stores across the country, employs 16,000 people, and wants to push into far north Queensland and Tasmania. Chief Executive Anna McGrath said the company has invested $7 billion in Australia so far, but there are still catchments within the major cities that Aldi hasn't been able to penetrate. She also said she hadn't seen any evidence of land banking by Coles and Woolies, something the inquiry is considering. Story number four, gold digger Northern Star says it will need to spend more cash than expected to get gold out of the ground at its mines in Australia and the United States, but that didn't stop its share price from jumping more than 2% today. The gold miner, whose share price is up 20% in the past 6 weeks, runs mines in Western Australia and Alaska, and today it said its all sustaining costs, which measures the full costs of mining the ore from general office spending to running equipment at the mine, etc., they'll jump by about $130 per ounce of gold. Now, Northern Star expects the all-sustaining cost to come in at about $1,835 per ounce. That compares to the price of gold of $2,340 per ounce. The difference is the profit margin. The price of gold is forecast to stay elevated as investors flee to safe haven assets amid geopolitical upheaval. That's why Northern Star's share price has done so well, including today. And finally, story number five, NextDC is the country's largest listed developer and operator of data centres. And the company's raising $1.3 billion from investors to expand amid the surge in demand for cloud computing services and the AI boom. NextDC's share price has been among the best performing stocks this year, up 21%, mostly because it serves boom parts of the economy. Data centers are the essential infrastructure for cloud computing and AI. Today, the group brought forward capital raising plans, saying it needs to develop centers in Sydney and Melbourne just to meet demand. NextDC currently operates 13 data centers and is developing another 9, including one in Malaysia and one in New Zealand. That's it for the afternoon report for Thursday, the 11th of April, 2024. Don't forget to hit follow on the podcast and find Fear and Greed on LinkedIn, Instagram, X, TikTok, and Facebook. Join Michael Thompson and I tomorrow morning for the Fast Five by Fear and Greed, the top five business stories you need to know in just 5 minutes. I'm Sean Aylmer. Enjoy your evening.